All right, those of you being baptized, make your way up here.
Baptizees?
Where'd I go?
I'm wondering. Maybe that'd be best for me.
Take your shoes. Are you gonna take your shoes off?
Yeah. It's holy ground.
Nope, I'm jumping right in.
Yes, I'll sit in one of these chairs.
Yeah. I'll tell me just one more. That way he does that.
Woohoo!
How's it, Pastor?
Don't make that noise because I probably won't get in there.
It's not too bad. It's not too bad.
Oh, no.
The cookies are worse.
Woohoo!
See, I think we missed.
I did get a Baptist.
Oh, there's something to show yourself.
Which way is it going?
Straight.
This way?
Yeah, I'll just call you out there. You can sit wherever you want. This floor is cold.
After.
Stand next to Stephen when we're down there first. We're going to do yours.
Don't worry about the floor.
All right. We've already had the explanation of why we're doing what we're doing. We've got five believers in the gospel of Jesus Christ who are going to be baptized by immersion. And we're going to start there with CJ. Now, I forgot to mention, these aren't solid walls, so don't, like, put
sit
your
on
weight
them.
On them. Yeah. Step over.
They're going to baptize all of us.
Like you saw Steve and I. Here, take her hand.
Well, that's cold.
Those long legs.
That's real cold.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, Kevin, stand between us.
Man up.
Now, CJ's one of Tracy's boys. And she has explained to him in great detail the gospel message.
Amen.
And so just want to ask, give each one of these brothers and sister in Christ an opportunity to confess Christ before these witnesses. CJ, before these witnesses, do you confess that you trust in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for your eternal salvation?
Yes.
Then on the authority of God's word, take your hand, stand up. Don't sit down yet. Take your hand, hold your nose like this, and then put your other hand right here. I've got the instructor one that way upstairs. I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Freedom?
Freedom's up.
This right here?
Okay. Go ahead. Make sure you set your towel down.
Just step right over top. There
you go. Oh, it's cold.
Why don't you take a picture?
Yeah, watch
my video.
Oh, God.
Most of you know Freedom.
Freedom.
Oh, yeah.
Another one of Tracy's boys.
Yeah.
And Freedom, we're going to give you the opportunity to confess to these people here today that you trust in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for your eternal salvation. Do you confess that before these people?
Yes.
And
on
the Lord.
Authority of God's word, hold your nose there. There you go. Take your other hand up here just like that. Just grab your wrist right there. There you go. I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Praise the Lord.
I told you it was cold.
I know. It's like a freezer. It's not easy being in a freezer.
Hey, Darren, you ready?
Freedom from sin.
Somebody put ice cubes in that water.
Where's
their
order?
Just somebody put ice cubes in that water.
When I did it, it was warm.
Darren's been coming for a little while, so most of you know him.
Somebody put ice cubes
in that water. All right. We love brother. We love all these kids, I'll call them. Young man. We love them all.
I need to be warmed up.
Very thankful to see some new Christians, young Christians. And Darren, I want to give you the opportunity before these witnesses to testify by just saying I do or yes, that you confess that you are trusting in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for your eternal salvation.
Yes, indeed.
Praise the Lord.
Hold your nose with one hand, put your hand on the wrist. I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
You don't have a town, man?
I feel like a wet dog.
No,
Now, Ethan has a special place because when I knew him, he was about that tall when I met him. Mm-hmm. And now I look up to him. We want to give you an opportunity in front of these witnesses to testify that you believe and trust in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for your eternal salvation. Do you?
Yes.
And praise God.
There we go.
I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
We almost survived.
Some people are much easier to baptize.
That would make sense.
I wouldn't say this girl's short, but at least not a head taller than me. All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Serene, we met through the Shingler family, and she is a believer in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thankful to have her in our family. God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So to give you an opportunity to testify before these witnesses that you trust fully in Jesus Christ and His death, burial, and resurrection for your eternal salvation.
I do.
Praise God.
According to God's word. Your other hand on your wrist there. I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thing about Serene, you know, these boys come from Tracy's home, and Ethan has good Christian parents, and Darren comes from good Christian family, but Serene comes from a Muslim family.
She did a lot of that.
Pray Jesus, for her mom and her dad, and how many? Seven siblings.
Wow.
She may be the first to bring her family in.
Amen.
It's happened before.
Amen.
So we thank God for that.
Amen.
So we can pray now.
Let's sing. Just sing the old hymn. Everybody knows the words. Through Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Was Tuesday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ethan. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Only one will not do. You took the gift of salvation. And now you
Greg, they could probably go out back up into the back door.
Yeah, It's you really can wet. End this. Could you end this?
Yes. Yeah, if you want to exit until we get this mopped up, you can go out that back door.
All right. Are we doing
anything
official?
For a little while.
All right. Okay. See you guys.
Bye, liners. Go get some tea.